So the SBI chief Arundhati Bhattacharya in that exclusive interview telling me and telling people, please do not store or hoard your 100 rupee notes. Go out and spend them. Things are already better. They will settle down more, asking for 5 days of patience. But the political battle lines have been drawn ahead of the parliament session. In some ways, the unthinkable has happened with Mamata Banerjee getting BJP ally Shiv Sena on board with these protests. But the rest of the opposition remaining divided, with the left and the Congress being not really joining the rest of the opposition in that march to the president. On the face-off on the Buck Stops here tonight, senior leader of the BJP, Siddharth Singh, is with us. Meera Sanyal is with me in the studio. She's headed a bank previously and is now, of course, a politician with the Aam Aadmi Party. Siddharth Singh, how do you see these battle lines? The Prime Minister has, of course, reached out to the opposition. There's been an all-party meeting today. But Mamata Banerjee getting your own ally, the Shiv Sena, on board, the Shiv Sena Samna editorial, basically calling, slamming and lashing out at this demonetization and talking about it in terms of being completely unsystematic. How do you see this development?
Well, Barkha, politically speaking, we have seen in the past also that Shiv Sena has been critical about the government and our leaders. So it doesn't surprise us on an issue like this if they have come along and they want to march with Mamata Banerjee. But I think
they're your ally, Siddharth. They're your ally. And they're calling demonetization demonic in the Samna editorial.
Well, that's okay. They've used more serious
stronger
adjectives,
yeah,
before also.
Okay.
But that doesn't say that we are going to be embarrassed about it, because with conviction we have gone about it, and we have felt the need that demonetization is in the national interest. There are opposition parties, and within the democratic setup, they have the right to criticize it. But at the end of the day, everybody do understand, and the public is supporting the move that the Prime Minister has taken. But when Mamata Banerjee and Shiv Sena, in this case, is joining them, they may look like a good optics, but at the end of the day, it is also bracketing them where Mamata Banerjee is standing.
Right.
Mamata Banerjee is standing on Sharda, Narda, and there are fake currency from the Malda, which is a Kaliachak, and people are reporting that there are no queues in Kaliachak for exchange of fake currency. So all that put together, Shiv Sena will be bracketed in that optics, which will be bad for them. It's their decision. As far as BJP is concerned, we are very convinced that what the Prime Minister has done is the right step. It needed to be done. Now, let us go into the political debate when the parliament opens tomorrow.
Okay, let me bring in Meera Sanyal. The fact is that Arundhati Bhattacharya, as SBI chief, an extremely well-respected banker, calls the demonetization a golden age to go digital. Responding to points about why UPI could not have been used to do this instead, she said there were a number of problems, 14 stops at least for a consumer, including questions of internet connectivity. Does the BJP not raise a fair point that when parties like yours, Mamata Banerjee, and now the Shiv Sena stand together on this, you're basically playing not vote bank but note bank politics?
So look, Barkha, as I said yesterday, and I highly respect Arundhati, I think she is a person of great integrity, a person of great competence. The question is, what is the objective? Are you after black money? Are you after counterfeit money? Or are you trying to take the economy cashless?
Maybe you're trying to do a bit of all three.
Indeed.
As a start.
So what you now have is a hodgepodge and absolutely no planning on logistics. As Arundhati herself has explained, the banking system is struggling to cope. And really what this has done, and I say this as a banker, not as a politician, what this has done is it has dealt a big blow to people's confidence in the banking system. You have opened these millions of Jandhan accounts. You're trying to get people to come into the banking system, which is a very, very good idea.
Okay.
But what do they now see in their first major interaction with a bank? Endless queues at ATMs, harassed bank officials. Now they're being said that when you come and exchange your money, we don't trust you. You put your finger on it and all of this kind of thing. They're trying,
Indelible Ink is to prevent misuse from people using again and again different banks to swap money.
Yeah, okay. So here's the question, Barkha. Was it ever made clear that you can't exchange more than 4,000 or 4,500 of your own money? The way it was initially portrayed was that you could exchange money over 11 days because the banks didn't have that much money.
Okay.
So it was a total of 44,000 rupees. which, by the way, is not that much money either. But the question is, what is your objective? And so you have people coming in highly intimidated by this. What are you going to do? You go to ATMs, they're running out of cash. The image in your mind is, really, let me keep my money in cash. Because if I go to the banking system,
which
I can't get my money out.
Which is what's leading to the hoarding, and which is where, creating a panic reaction.
So this has actually been a very, very counterproductive move for the banking system as a whole. Instead of creating confidence in banking, the whole environment, the security of the banking system, what you're now doing is people are saying, let me get my cash and let me keep it with me.
So let me take this to Siddhartha Singh. Siddhartha Singh, there have also been, a political accusation that has come in from the Aam Aadmi Party today in the Delhi Assembly. The Chief Minister basically targeting the Prime Minister, Chief Minister of Delhi, that is, and also the left parties in Bengal saying that there was, the BJP had knowledge before the demonetization was announced and therefore was able to deposit 1 crore in 1,500 currency notes in the party account of a nationalized bank. How do you respond to this charge, Siddharth?
Well, there are three things you have raised to me. Let me first answer to Ms. Sanyal.
Yes.
She definitely has spoken like a politician, not like a banker, because before coming to this debate, I was listening to NDTV and you are running a bulletin where the old citizens, senior citizens have come out of the bank and say it's our third day coming out of the bank. And today the experience is wonderful and the all compliments to the working force of the bank.
Yeah.
And they have said that things have eased down. So there is a report which the NDTV is running, and not from Delhi itself, but also from Bhopal and other places.
Yes.
So I think Ms. Sanyal should go back and support the bankers who are working 24/7. Now, coming on to Aam Aadmi Party, well, Arvind Kejriwal has a habit of spit and run. He's a politician known for that. So if somebody has to take his charges of 2012 seriously, I think it's becoming a joke. So I don't think somebody has to take, or anybody has to take him seriously. Coming on the third issue, where because I look after Bengal also, let me with confidence and reassure, we are in the election. There are three by-elections.
Yes.
The party has been given certain funds. And the right way, when you get funds during the election, you must deposit in the bank.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what the election commission also says. And use that money for funding the election, for electioneering.
Yes.
And this is exactly what we have done. Yes, we got it. We are in the midst of election. 19 is the voting. It happens that on 7th or 8th, if we have deposited that money, I don't think people should be raising fingers.
No, they the allegation is that you
BJP
already knew.
Works. That's the way
Siddharth,
it works.
Siddharth, the allegation is that the party knew beforehand that this was going to happen.
Well,
so was
Barakat,
able to plan better than other parties, which are also in election season.
Barakha, you have been covering election political parties for a longer period than I have been in politics.
Yes.
Do you think that 1 crore is the one which is going to be deposited if somebody comes to know about it? I think it's a joke. So let's not take them seriously.
Okay, I want to take one question more to Siddharth and then I'll come back to Meera Sanyal. Siddharth, we've been seeing these images and we're just going to bring them up of this wedding extravaganza that is, of course, going to take place in Karnataka. The mining brothers, the Billari brothers, as they were called, known to have links certainly in the past with the BJP. This is being contrasted by the opposition repeatedly with ordinary people who are struggling to get enough cash to hold weddings in their families. Do you concede that this is bad optics given the past relationship between the Billari brothers and the BJP?
Well, it's not only bad optics, it is bad sentiment also.
Huh.
It's being insensitive. The country is fighting and the people, the common people, are joining hands and supporting what the nation requires in this fight. And therefore, at this juncture, if somebody comes up, despite having the right things to do under the income tax bracket, they can justify it. Yes, but at the same time, when we are politicians, we need to be sensitive. And I hope or I wish he hadn't gone out with this extra vaganza. But that's his choice. And income tax department have to look at. But certainly, it is not only bad optics, but it being insensitive.
So you are conceding that a wedding extravaganza at a moment like this is an insensitive thing for the Bilari brothers to do. That is an important admission. Meena, let me bring you in. The opposition is not speaking in one voice. We do not even know how many parties will eventually march to the president. But Siddharthnath Singh says that when Mamata Banerjee is leading the charge, and certainly Mr. Kejriwal is supporting her on that, what about the Narada and Sharda scams? If you are indeed talking about cleaning up the system, then how do you forget all of those controversies when you join hands with the Trinamool?
Yeah, so I mean, you know, I think, Barkha, let's be very straightforward about this. Black money or corruption is bad, whoever does it. There should be no doubt about it. Yesterday on your channel, I asked the BJP a question. Will they now say, going forward, since they want to clean up black money, that they are going to only accept donations, either cashlessly, electronically, or by check? There was no answer to that. So today I want to ask one more question, and I'm seeing this from my personal experience. Earlier this year, the Income Tax Department came to me and said, you stood for elections in 2009 and 2014.
Yes.
Here were your publicly declared assets.
Yes.
You need to explain every transaction in those 5 years. How did you move from point X to point
Y?
I went back and I said, look, you've given me a very short time. Is this directed only at me? And they said, no, not at all. We are doing this countrywide with every MP, every MLA, and every municipal corporator. I said, this is excellent, right? So I got my stuff together, went and presented all the documents. This has been almost 7 or 8 months ago. My question now to the government is this. The Income Tax Department has all this data. Everyone recognizes that the major source of corruption, of black money in this country, arises out of election funding. Is the government willing to put this data in the public domain? There's no invasion of privacy here because this data is already in the public domain.
Okay.
And by the way, I wasn't even an elected representative, Barkha.
Yeah.
Remember that your honorable president has said that less than 10 paisa out of every 100 rupees is actually reaching the poor.
Yeah.
That means the rest of the money is being siphoned people.
So let me take this to Siddharth Singh. Siddharth, it's a very good question and it applies to all parties. I don't think it applies just to the BJP. The perception is that if you're really serious about cleaning up black money, you will have to start with ending cash donations to polls, because you know that under 20,000 rupees, you don't have to donate it, which means you can keep multiplying tranches of under 20,000 rupees and actually build up a huge stack of black money to any political party. And I'm saying again and again that this doesn't apply only to the BJP. All political parties have, for example, refused to come under RTI on this. If the Prime Minister is serious about taking this forward, Meera Sanyal has, I think, a valid question. Why not start with ending cash donations to political parties?
Well, Barkha, there are two things now. One, the Prime Minister has already shown a sign that in order to curtail black money in circulation during election, he is proposed and he is taking it forward that the Lok Sabha and the assemblies should be held together. Now, second is, you're talking about the electoral reform. Certainly, BJP is working on it internally. One of our general secretary is looking after it. He's prepared a kind of a document for it. And we would like to discuss with the other political parties. Obviously, the Election Commission has to take the lead along with the government. And we are serious about that. Electoral reforms need to be brought in.
Okay.
And certainly after this, the black money, on the black money strike that the Prime Minister has done, demonetization, certainly the next step should be, and I presume it would be, is to discuss electoral reforms along with holding Lok Sabha and the assembly elections
together.
So
you would want to discuss ending cash donations to politics, to political polls?
Barkha, when you talk about electoral reform, it is not just going to be just the cash donation. It will involve many other things which will come along with this cash donation.
Okay,
and certainly electoral reforms mean the lesser use of the cash.
Now, Arvind Kejriwal has
been in a very public spat. Let me just respond to what Siddharth is saying, okay?
Yes.
First of all, the BJP is simply not answering this question about whether they are going to go for themselves.
But not the Congress, nor our other parties trying to create this opposition unity.
You can't
no party
do it.
So you're asking a poor person.
Please understand when you're in
Siddharth,
election,
hold on a minute.
It's a level playing field.
Siddharth,
that needs
hold
to
on.
Be brought through a constitutional
So
body.
The level playing field applies only to political parties, not to ordinary citizens of this country who deposit their own cash? No, hold on, Siddharth.
It applies to everybody. And I'm sorry, I didn't want to get into it, but I've also received a notice from the Income Tax, which is about 5 months back, asking me certain details.
And have you provided
now, what
them?
What do? I need to go back to the election. I need to go to the income tax. And I've answered that. And I'm waiting
for
a reply for my wife's income tax returns.
No, hold on. So I'm coming.
So let's not make an issue like Arvind Kejriwal wants to make everything into an issue and politicize it. We also, as citizens, have received that notice.
So, Siddharth, I'm asking a very simple question. It is now being stated that every cash deposit which is put in, which is over 2.5 lakhs, and this could be very legitimate money of people who have saved it, the income tax will make a query and will impose penalties.
What's your
you
question?
Are going, the question is this. If you
no,
are
it's
going...
not. I'm sorry.
No, hold on. Let me ask the question.
I'm sorry about
Siddharth,
it.
Please let me finish asking the question.
You've misunderstood?
No, I haven't misunderstood. I'm just saying, by this move, millions of Indians will be exposed to the harassment, possibly, of the income tax department. And yet, politicians, this data is your data, my data, is already with the income tax. Are you going to put it in the public domain and tell us what you have done with that data? Where politicians...
Barkha,
assets have gone up between 50% to 5,000%. What action has this government taken on that data?
I have to take closing comments. I'll let Siddharth answer
that. Yes. Like a good banker turning to a politician is again misleading. The Prime Minister and the government has been very, very categorical that anything beyond 2.5, if you can justify with your returns or through your books, and you have papers, nobody is going to harass you. But yes, if you cannot account for that money, obviously the income tax must go after them.
Okay,
there's nothing wrong about it. So do not mislead, please. The country is already being misled by Mr. Arvind Kejriwal a lot. The time is to settle down and support the demonetization move of the Prime Minister.
I'm giving both of you 20 seconds to make last remarks. The SBI chief also argues, because you raised this point about how you may have to actually print 50 crores in volume, I'm talking about every day, to meet this 50-day deadline of 100 rupee notes. She said you don't have to replace cash for cash. You can also replace cash with digital. There is no shortage in the system. A quick closing comment on that.
I think that's absolutely right. So let's go digital, but let's go digital in the right way. I find it astonishing that members of this government, no less than the Prime Minister, are promoting channels or private pockets or wallets.
Who are you talking about?
Paytm, right? We're talking about Paytm when you have the unified payment interface
of the
government of India, which is based on the IMPS system. I find it very, very strange that the finance minister, knowing that this move was coming, has not promoted the government of India's own payment channel.
I'll allow Siddharth to have a closing word on the Paytm controversy, and then I do have to close. Siddharth.
Well, Barkha, there is a logistical problem which cannot be solved because somebody had to do the infrastructure earlier. The infrastructure cannot be built overnight. But yes, the government had to go for the secrecy and move on the black money. The government has taken the call. There are problems on logistics, which the SBI chairman has mentioned to you. I'm sure with the time coming, things are improving. They will improve further. We need to be patient and not to panic and not to mislead people and create panic.
I will have to leave it there. Siddhartha Singh, Meera Sanyal, this is a debate that's going to well into the parliament session. In fact, it's likely to dominate the entire session. So lots more of this will be coming up on Buck Stops here through the week. Thanks for joining us. Goodbye for now.